Running a business is unpredictable, but with the right insurance, you can face the unexpected with confidence. At Northwest Insurance Agency, we protect what matters most: your people, your property, and your future. Whether it's liability, property, or workers' comp, we tailor coverage to fit your business needs. Because when you're covered, you can focus on what really matters: growing your business. Call us today for a free quote at 1-855-887-5656 or visit us at nwagencies.com. Northwest Insurance Agency, protection that works as hard as you do.
This is the On the Pony Express podcast, part of the On3 Network. Check out all the SMU coverage you need at ontheponyexpress.com. Now, here's your host, Billy Embody.
Billy Embody.
1, 2, 3, let me go.
Welcome in, everybody, to the On the Pony Express podcast. I am Dean Rolski. Thank you for tuning in. On today's edition of the podcast, we will be recapping what was a successful Pony Express weekend for SMU and the staff's continued effort to build out the 2026 recruiting class. The Mustangs have picked up two commitments so far, and the staff believes there could be more on the way. So definitely make sure to subscribe to ontheponyexpress.com to make sure you are staying up to date. Got some new subscribers since the weekend has ended, so thank you for those who jumped on board. But if you haven't yet, it's certainly a good time to do so. Before we jump into the newest Mustangs, let's get a word from our friends at Status Jet.
The On the Pony Express podcast is presented by our friends at Status Jet, statusjet.com. Appreciate their support of us, but also giving you guys a discount on a round-trip flight. When you reach out to them and you mention code PONYUPACC or On the Pony Express, they'll give you that discount, whether it be a family vacation of a lifetime, teaming up with a bunch of families to go somewhere, or taking clients and work colleagues on a work trip. Status Jet is the way to go. They can get you from point A to point B with that level of luxury you'd expect and into those tough to get to places as well. So call them today. Just start the conversation because it takes zero membership fee as well. So that's another plus with our friends at Status Jet.
So thank you to Status Jet for sponsoring the On the Pony Express podcast. Now, the first commitment SMU got following this weekend was when Dakota Dixon, the Monta Vista defensive lineman, decided to sign the rock and commit to the Mustangs. As you can see, he's listed at 6'4", 270 pounds. He had offers from the likes of Cal, Ole Miss, and Washington. Those were really the schools seen as the biggest threat. But he ends up committing to SMU, really enjoyed his visit. SMU did have commits, Amontre Harris and Keith Doty on campus this weekend. Those are both defensive linemen that were probably able to help make Dakota's decision a little bit easier for him following the weekend. This past season at Monta Vista, he recorded 55 tackles, 14 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, 9 quarterback hits, and 3 pass deflections in 11 games. So a big body in the middle of that defensive line that also has really nice production. He's rated just inside the top 600 overall, number 65 defensive lineman and number 53 prospect in California. So he's just another body to add to that defensive line that is part of a top 20 class in the country right now. Mustangs sit at number 19, according to On3 in the team rankings. But Dakota Dixon, a big body to add to the middle of the defensive line. Now, next up for SMU came another commitment to the defensive line, but this time on the exterior. And this was where Hudson Woods, the Smithson Valley edge, decided to commit to SMU. And he's one where he told me coming into the weekend, he felt like he would ultimately commit to SMU. He was pretty confident, but he wasn't sure. And then he got to campus on Friday. And by Friday night, he was so excited and fired up that he told Coach Dunham he was ready to commit to SMU. So that really got the weekend rolling early. And he said he loves everything about SMU, the culture, the environment, the opportunities. And again, SMU felt pretty good about getting Hudson Woods to commit coming into the weekend. And they were right. Their gut feeling was right as Hudson Woods commits to the Mustangs. And again, now you've got four defensive linemen committed in this class of 2026 with Hudson Woods, Keith Doty, Dakota Dixon, and Amontre Harris, two probably seen as interior pieces, and that would be Dakota Dixon and Keith Doty. And then you've got Amontre Harris and Hudson Woods now that are going to likely develop and play at SMU on the outside of the defensive line. So again, super exciting for SMU. I would not say they're done yet on adding players to this class on the defensive line. I think they would like to add one more edge piece and maybe even one more interior defensive lineman. They've had Landon Barnes on campus before, the Duncanville, highly rated Duncanville prospect. That's one where if they can get him, that's one of those best available type of takes that SMU would welcome him, absolutely. If they are unable to get Landon Barnes, I think you might see SMU kind of back off and say, okay, we've got two players that we're comfortable with, so we'll just have to wait and see. Again, Landon Barnes, of course, Georgia, a big player there. He's a highly, highly rated prospect. And then on the interior, they did have Anthony Kennedy on campus for an official visit this weekend as well. So no doubt he was, you know, getting talked to by others and people were trying to convince him to commit to SMU. That's still a wait and see. But again, overall, I think right now the Mustangs would like to add one more edge piece and one more piece to the interior of the defensive line before they are fully satisfied with what they've got in the class of 2026. So now that we've talked a little bit about the two commitments that SMU's gotten so far, let's hear a word from our friends at My Perfect Franchise.
The On the Pony Express podcast is also presented by our friends at My Perfect Franchise. Andy Ludicky has been a franchise consultant for decades. He's also a franchise owner, which makes him perfect to help you through your franchise journey, whether that is finding your first ever business kind of outside of your comfort zone or getting the latest intel on what the trends are in the franchise world so he can help you get into the franchise business and world. He can do all of that for you at myperfectfranchise.net. Give him a call, 404-973-9901, or email him, Andy, A-N-D-Y, at myperfectfranchise.net. So he's a huge help. And also, if you do get into the franchise business world and Andy helps you do it, he'll donate money back to SMU's collective. So appreciate Andy Ludicky for his support of the On the Pony Express podcast.
Thank you to My Perfect Franchise for sponsoring the On the Pony Express podcast. Now, we've talked a lot about the defensive line to start this podcast. The Mustangs had some of their top prospects on the offensive line on campus this weekend as well. And that starts with Kamoi Wiwi White, who, again, is one of those Polynesian names. They had Papungatoa Katoa on campus this weekend as well. He stopped by to see how they were doing. And Kamoi from Honolulu, Hawaii, he's someone who certainly enjoyed his visit. We'll have his full reaction to the visit on the ontheponyexpress.com website, so make sure you subscribe to it to get full reactions from a ton of the players on campus this weekend. But Kamoi, again, enjoyed his visit. SMU did a really nice job here. He's still going to take his visits that he had planned to. He's got, you know, he wants to get up to Oregon potentially. He's got offers from Cal. He's going to look there. He's going to look at Nebraska. So job's not finished with Kamoi, but I do think SMU did a really nice job and made a move in his recruitment. So we'll wait and see what happens next with Kamoi. The next offensive lineman prospect that was on campus for SMU was Avery Morshow, the big offensive tackle from Missouri City, Texas. Again, listed at 6'6", 300 pounds. A really nice-looking prospect. He's got offers, as you can see, from A&M, TCU, you know, a lot of the big schools in Texas, and then Ole Miss as well. So we dropped his reaction to his experience this weekend on the website this morning. So if you want to see his full reaction, again, check the ontheponyexpress.com website. This is similar to Kamoi. SMU did a nice job here. Probably not on commit watch at this point, but SMU in contention here, battling some of the schools that I mentioned. And, you know, commitment date still not set yet, I don't believe. So we'll just have to wait and see here for Avery. But Mustangs did a nice job here. And the last offensive lineman prospect was really a late addition to the weekend, and that is Evan Goodwin, the offensive tackle from Arkansas. And he loved his visit to SMU. He really enjoyed his time with the staff. He still has a visit to Mississippi State. He's taken visits to Oklahoma State and Missouri as well. From what I understand, this sounds like an Oklahoma State, SMU, and Mississippi State battle, a three-horse race, if you will. But SMU right in the thick of it. There was some hype around Oklahoma State coming into the weekend after he had just been there. But it seems like SMU did a really nice job here and put themselves right in the middle of his recruitment. He did say he does not have a leader in his recruitment right now. He's going to visit Mississippi State. And then once he's done with Mississippi State, that's his final official visit. And so he said after MSU, it will be decision time. So hard to tell where he's leaning right now, but it seems like either Mississippi State, SMU, or Oklahoma State are the teams with the best shot of landing the four-star prospect from Arkansas. So now we'll move over to the skill position guys that were on campus this weekend. But before we do that, let's get a word in from our friends at the Thomas Auto Group.
The On the Pony Express podcast is also presented by our friends at the Thomas Auto Group. Make sure you head up 75 to McKinney, check out their Ford, Subaru, Volkswagen dealerships, learn about the Thomas Promise, and also when you mention On the Pony Express, you get employee pricing on new and pre-owned vehicles. So check out the Thomas Promise today, and we appreciate Brandon Thomas, an SMU alum, supporting us at the On the Pony Express podcast.
At Thomas Auto Group, the Thomas Promise includes the low price promise,
the pre-owned promise,
and the 72-hour exchange promise.
And finally, the 100% customer satisfaction promise. So shop Thomas Auto Group today, home of the Thomas Promise.
So thank you to the Thomas Auto Group for sponsoring the On the Pony Express podcast. Again, we've talked about the offensive line and defensive line now. So let's move over to, first of all, the commits at the skill positions that were on campus. And let's start with Cole Leinart. He was full of positive things to say about his visit this weekend. Really enjoyed it. Think he enjoyed the recruiting aspect. Of course, he was one of six commits on campus this weekend. And he was able to just almost put some pressure on people to try and get them across the finish line and commit to SMU. But he loved his visit, is locked in with SMU, and seems to be the quarterback of the 2026 class so far. And it looks like it might stay that way as Kayshawn Henderson shut down his recruitment. So Cole Leinart, the QB of the 2026 class, was doing his job this weekend, trying to convince others to make the decision he did and commit to SMU. Now, next up, another commit that was on campus was the former LSU commit, but now SMU commit, Jakai Anderson, the four-star wide receiver from the New Orleans area. You know, this is a big, big position for this 2026 recruiting class. That's no secret with the commits they already have. And Jakai Anderson, you know, the newest of the wide receiver commits, but they had more on campus this weekend as SMU looks to finish out this wide receiver class that they already have. Of course, they have Aljoure Miles committed, Jakai Anderson, Xavier Barnett, and not exactly sure how many they will end up taking. Again, they've got three right now, but they might want more than that, or they will want more than that in the end. The question is, will they want four? Will they want five? We'll have to wait and see. But Jakai Anderson, again, on campus, he enjoyed his visit. One of the wide receiver targets that was on campus this weekend that is not committed to SMU is four-star wide receiver Jaden Warren, the Iowa Colony receiver. Again, rated a four-star on every website. One of the top prospects. His reaction to his experience this weekend is up on our website, so make sure to check that out. He loved it. He loved the coaching staff. as so many players do when they come to SMU, just felt a true connection with the coaching staff, loved learning about the Life After Ball program. And SMU, again, in a tough spot here because he's looking at Houston and Nebraska. Those are, you know, the spots where he's taking his visits after this. I think he had a visit to TCU as well. Could be wrong about that. Well, you can see there Notre Dame, Houston, and Nebraska, the official visits. So SMU, you know, getting in on the front end. But with talking with Jaden Warren, he did really enjoy his visit. And SMU will keep plugging away there and seeing if they can get Jaden Warren, because they've already got some nice prospects committed at wide receiver. But Jaden Warren at 6'2", 180, a big receiver, but is also very, very shifty and very fast, and really knows how to use his size and speed on the football field. So SMU would love to bring in Jaden Warren. The last wide receiver target that was on campus this weekend was the Texas commit Chris Stewart. His brother, Carter Stewart, the defensive back, was also on campus. So they both rolled through the Hilltop. And, you know, this will be an interesting one moving forward. He's got offers from, you know, the best places in the country, but you can see the official visit schedule there. Went to SMU first, headed to Texas, and then we'll wrap up at Oklahoma. So, you know, SMU's been involved in some recruiting battles with Oklahoma, and not sure if Texas fans will love to see him visiting Norman, Oklahoma. They're big rivals, but SMU did a nice job recruiting him here. And it's still, again, he's one of those, it's wait and see. It seems like he'll take those three visits and then come to a decision. But being committed to Texas could end up, you know, winning out and already having that commitment. We'll have to wait and see. SMU or Texas did pick up a four-star wide receiver commitment either yesterday or today. So, you know, it's competitive, the market for wide receivers. SMU happy with who they have, but they are not done, and they will keep plugging away at Chris Stewart. Lastly, at tight end, they have Andre Nickerson committed, but this seems like a class that could end up with two tight end commitments, and that is because Zach Turner was on campus, the Duncanville tight end. Some schools are recruiting him at the edge position, SMU at tight end. The Mustangs, of course, will lose RJ Maryland, Matthew Hibner, and Stone Eby after this year, so they are looking to backfill with some high school prospects because it is going to be a thin room come 2026, so they want to get a couple of guys in. Again, they have Andre Nickerson, and they would love nothing more than to finish up the tight end position for 2026 with Zach Turner committing. We will have his reaction to the weekend coming soon, and, you know, we'll look. Again, he's got official visits, took one to Miami, did enjoy his time in Coral Gables, as most people do, and then has Florida State coming up as well. So, you know, a national recruitment. Yes, he's from the Dallas area, but there are schools all over the country trying to get Zach Turner to commit to their school. SMU, like so many of the prospects we've talked about today, just right in the thick of it. Just gonna try and hold out to the end, and if they can get him, great. If not, look, the transfer portal is the thing, and there will be other options. But Zach Turner is one of the top targets for SMU at this point. Now, before we talk about the last few prospects that were on campus this weekend, let's hear from our sponsor at Manny's Tex-Mex.
The On the Pony Express podcast is presented by our friends at Manny's Tex-Mex, four locations across DFW. And guess what? When you say queso, queso, they say thank you for getting your 10% off discount. And they love it when you're sitting there having a meal with them at Manny's. It's a really great family atmosphere. You can have a great margarita, fresh ingredients on your food, great lunch specials. You can have it all at Manny's. And when you say queso, queso, you get 10% off your order. So it's dine-in or carry-out only, excludes alcohol because of laws and also the third-party delivery apps. But when you dine in or do carry-out, make sure you say queso, queso. And we're looking forward to a huge event on Cinco de Mayo too. So stay tuned for more on that.
So thank you to Manny's Tex-Mex for sponsoring the On the Pony Express podcast. Now, to wrap up, let's talk about some of the secondary guys and linebackers that were on campus for SMU this weekend. And we'll start with a couple of SMU commits the cornerback, Deuce Gilbert. He loved his visit, is still locked in with SMU. Again, committed in May, so a relatively fresh commitment for the Mustangs. And he enjoyed his time hanging out with the fellow commits on campus, including the safety Markel Ford. They were spending some time together and grew their relationship for sure. But Markel Ford, he loved his visit as well. We'll have, you know, his and Deuce Gilbert's full analysis of the Pony Express weekend coming to the website soon. So stay locked in there. But they were two guys that were certainly doing some recruiting on behalf of SMU as well. And one of the players they were trying to get on board is Isaiah Young, a big physical linebacker from San Marcos, the Texas area, 6 foot, 190 pounds, has offers from, you can see, Baylor, Tennessee, and he's going to have that official visit to Baylor coming next week. But SMU did a really nice job, and this does seem like a SMU-Baylor battle to get Isaiah Young, but the Mustangs took a step forward, I would say, this weekend and put themselves in a really nice position to potentially end up with Isaiah Young. This is one we'll probably find out sooner rather than later, as Baylor is his last scheduled official visit. So, you know, that's less than a week away. It's coming up this weekend. And after that, he's going to have to make a decision. And why not make it soon after visiting both schools while they're both fresh in your mind? So this is one where we could see this develop quickly again over the course of the next few days. So just wait and see on theponyexpress.com to find out where Isaiah Young ends up. But with that, that wraps up this weekend. Just a couple of overall notes. The staff was really pleased with how this weekend went. They felt like, of course, they got the commitments so far in Dakota Dixon and Hudson Woods, and that's great. But they felt like they made moves in numerous other players' recruitments and put themselves in better position coming out of the weekend than they were in ahead of it. So that's really all you can ask for heading into an official visit weekend, is make a positive impression. And, you know, a bunch of the players just kept talking about how awesome the staff is. They keep it real. You know, they don't make you feel special. They treat you like everybody else. And a lot of players really appreciate that. You know, Evan Goodwin was a player, I'll add this note too, who said, you know, this weekend I didn't talk about football too much. And I'm talking about the offensive lineman from Arkansas, who's, you know, in the mix with Oklahoma State, SMU, Mississippi State. But he said, you know, I didn't have to talk about football that much this weekend, and it was super refreshing. When I go and visit other schools, we're talking ball the whole weekend, which is great. But I got here, I was talking about family, I was talking about work, and it was super refreshing. So SMU always knows how to sort of find that personal touch with every prospect that comes onto campus. And that's just one example of it. But again, overarching thoughts is SMU had a very successful weekend, and that's already been shown with two commitments, but they'll be hungry for more and thinking that more could be on the way soon. So with that, I know it's a relatively quick edition of the podcast, but just wanted to give you guys an overview of the successful second year running Pony Express weekend. They have a small official visit weekend coming up towards the end of June, but this was the big one, and so far it has delivered. But with that, going to wrap this one up, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Dean Relsky. Thanks for watching the On the Pony Express podcast.
Thanks for listening to the On the Pony Express podcast with Billy Embody.
Follow us on your socials on X at SMU on 3 and on Instagram at On3SMU.
And keep it locked to OnThePonyExpress.com for more coverage.